So we'll start with just a quick review of the Parsha. Yisro comes to join the Jewish people, and there's a lot of celebration as Moshe and Yisro reunite in this way, and Yisro has this awesome idea how to transform the whole system of judging amongst the Jewish people. Very fascinating to think that Yisro had such an impact upon the Jewish people in that way, creating a whole system of law. And then Yisro leaves, the whole Shaila and the Rishonim, exactly if he left and came back, if he never came back, what exactly happened there. And then Perek Yutes, we come to Har Sinai, describes the arrival at Har Sinai, describes the conditions and preconditions of Har Sinai. Of course, then there's the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu descends upon the mountain, the kol, the shofar, the lightning, all the exciting sights and sounds of Har Sinai. Perek Chaf is the Aseres HaDibros, obviously, centerpiece of the Parsha. And then a little bit more about the end of, a little bit more about the Har Sinai experience, and it ends with a very brief discussion of building a Mizbeach. Okay? So again, the Parsha primarily focuses on Yisro's arrival, Klal Yisro's arrival at Har Sinai, Kabbalah's HaTorah, and the preparations and expectations surrounding Kabbalah Sotar. So let's start with Vayishma Yisro. And the piece, again, the paragraph on Kufmem Gimel, Od Yesh Remez Musar Betevas Vayishma Yisro. A simple Musar, a Pashut Musar, easy to read, hard to live. Od Yesh Remez Musar Betevas Vayishma Yisro. A Remez, a Musar idea, hinted to in the words Vayishma Yisro, and Yisro heard. Vayishma, Hainu, Shiroya lishmawa tamir ulahavin ulahaskil. What does shin mem ayin mean? To hear. How would you translate Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Hear, O Israel. Right? But that's a terrible translation. Because hear means to understand, contemplate, process it. Let the idea enter into your ear and enter into your mind. So Vayishma Yisro means the Jew needs constantly to constantly think and to reflect, lahavin lahaskil, with mindfulness, with thoughtfulness. Think about the fact that Yisro, what is the word Yisro? One of his other names was Yeser. Yisro, Yeser, what does it mean? Additions, extra. Vayishma, contemplate deeply Yisro. What does that mean? Hainu mashi yisha'er lo l'chol amalo. He's understanding the word yud, tuf, resh, vav, as sometimes tuf and shin are interchangeable, almost as yisharo. Ma yisha'er, what's going to remain? Ma yisha'er lo mikol amalo. How many things in my life are extra in the sense that I can't take them with me? They're not really essential, even though I spend a lot of time with them. Ki akol hevel verik. So think about it. What really counts? What really matters? What's going to be the sum total of my life? Ve'ein malav lo la'adam lo kesef v'lo zav. As Chazal tell us, a person is not escorted to his eternal resting spot with the silver and gold that he collected or earned in this lifetime. Ela masha misagel b'torah v'roa lahadrich banav b'derech hatov v'hayashar. Lefnei Elokim. The sum total of your life, right? What's going to remain when it's all said and done? When your body decomposes in the ground, and after a lifetime of taking care of the body and putting food into the body, think about how much money you spend over the course of your lifetime on food. And when it's all said and done, the value of whatever we could extract, you know, from the body as it sits there rotting in the grave is very, very minimal compared to what you've invested, so to speak, in it. So what do you take with you? Obviously, your success in Torah. That which you guide your children and the next generation to go on the Derech Hashem. Zeh yisha'er lo mikom al malo. This is what remains from all of your efforts. V'roi lo lashkiach tamid v'lasim rayonov al zeh. And therefore, vayishma. Listen to it and listen to it again and think about it. Contemplate the fact, what in my life is essential and what is extra? What's going to be left behind? What's going to remain with me? What's going to remain behind in this world? It's a simple and powerful musar to think about, again, in the Parsha of Kabbalah Satorah. What do I want? What do I want for my life? Hashem gave us very clear instructions at Har Sinai. What matters and what counts. So what do I want from all of it? Gam yesh lafarish vayishma yisro. We can also explain further vayishma yisro. Hainu shiroi lahavin ulistakil. Again, to contemplate, to think about, to stare at, and to meditate upon. Mashuhu yisron umosros lahashlich me'alav. Again, like we're explaining, he said the first prat really yisro. He's saying is ma yishaer, what will remain with you. A little bit, I already alluded to this second point. I kind of said it out of order, so I apologize. Right? But the second point is yisro, right? See what is, like you guys translated, yeser. What is extra? What is excessive? What's the yisron umosos lahashlich me'alav? What do I have in my life that's not really necessary? V'lo yirdof achar mosros. And don't always pursue more and more and more and more things in your life. Excesses, mosros. Rak yistapik b'mashe yeshlo. This is an easy idea again to understand. Sometimes he says, think about this a lot, it's hard to understand. This idea is easy to understand, but for the Degel Machane Ephraim, easy to understand probably means easy to apply. For us, it's easy to understand and hard to apply. So think about what you need, think about what you don't need, and be satisfied with that which is necessary, and don't spend your life chasing things you don't really need. Okay, we'll go straight to the next piece. Oye Amr Vayishma Yisro is kol asher asa Elokim l'moshe l'Yisrael amo ki Hashem es Yisrael mi'mitzrayim. What did Yisro hear that caused him to come running? The pasuk sort of tells you. Es kol asher asa Elokim, everything that Hashem did to Moshe, to the Jewish people, as he took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Or in the fact that he took us out of Mitzrayim. Al derech di'isa b'medrash. An amazing idea that's developed, as the footnotes of my edition here say, in the Rabbeinu Bachaya, in this week's Parsha, in the Ramban, in Ve'ez Chanan. Yitzias Mitzrayim and the birthing of Klal Yisrael was sort of the recreation of the world. And there's a lot of Ramazim to that, a lot of hints to that idea. As the Medrash, he says, is telling us, Mitzrayim haya chidush b'riyas ha'olam. You have many birthing points of creation, right? You have creation of the world. Well, let's take a step back. You have worlds that preceded this world. Then you have creation of this world. Then you have a marble and you have recreation of this world. Then you have, you know, Avram Avinu into a fiery furnace and coming out alive. That's another birthing point of Klal Yisrael. Then we go to Mitzrayim, and then we're taken out of Mitzrayim to Kavos HaTorah. That's another birthing point. So there's many times over that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recreating the world. Asara ma'amaros, the 10 utterances of creation, like Pirkei Avos describes. Asaras hadibros, the Asar makos. They're all connected as the Sifrei Chassidus develop. So Mitzrayim was a recreation of sorts of the world, a new start to the world as we know it. V'hinei bebriyas ha'olam k'siv, and we know in creation itself, what does it say? Chevra bereshis bara Elokim, vayar Elokim, and Hashem saw what he did was good. The world was a good place. Hakol b'chinas Elokim, vayar Elokim, bereshis bara Elokim. It's always Elokim, Elokim at the beginning. Why? V'isa bereshis hainu b'shvil Yisrael shenikureshis nivra ha'olam v'shvil ha'Torah shenikureshis ayin sham. You know Rashi from the beginning of Chumash, hopefully. Bereshis, b'shvil reshis, beis reshis, two initial intents in creating the world. Bishvil Yisrael Shnikarashis, Bishvil Torah Shnikarashis. Why did God make the world? To give the Torah, for the sake of Torah, or for the sake of the Jewish people? Vine Moshe who sod HaTorah. If I had to pick one person who's the embodiment of Torah, who do you pick? Moshe Rabbeinu. Zichru Toras Moshe, as the Navi calls it. Kedichsiv Vatero So Ki Tovu. Moshe, upon his birth, is called Tov. According to one opinion, that was actually his name, Tov. The opinion is Tuvia. Of course, we know him as Moshe, based on Bas Paro's name. Vatero so ki tovu, they saw that he was tov, ve'ein tov el Torah. And the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Hei and Pirkei Avos tell us, tov is a code word for tov. So, chevra, let's get the pieces. Bereshis bara Elokim, vayar Elokim. So we have creation for the purpose of Torah and the Jewish people. Torah, a code word for Torah is Moshe or tov. Okay, so now let's learn our pasuk. It's beautiful. A simple taych of our pasuk. Vizeo vayishma Yisro. Yisro here, what did he understand? Hainu shehevin es kol asher ase Elokim. Interesting. He understood everything that Elokim did. That's a very ironic pasuk. Tell me why that's an ironic way to describe Hashem. He understood everything Elokim did. The whole point of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that they shall know that I am Yudkei Vavkei, that I am Hashem. Paro should know, I'm not just Elohim. So Yisro comes running to the Jewish people. Oh, I see that there's an Elohim. Elohim, even Paro, before the Makos, Paro knew about Elohim. He didn't know about Yudkei Vavkei. He didn't know about the name of Hashem, the four-letter name of Hashem. So why is Yisro, Vayishma Yisro, Yisasher Asa Elohim? Yisro understood that, Elohim, Bereshis Bar Elohim, Vayar Elohim. Yisro understood that the world was being recreated through the birth and the creation of Klal Yisro. Hainu kol abriya shabara kadosh baruch hu ba'olamo. Yisro understood, as so to speak, this recreation, this chidush, was taking place on the way out of Mitzrayim, continues the pasuk. Chaver, look how each word of the pasuk. Vayishma Yisro, Yisro heard and understood. Eis asher asa Elohim. He understood the creation, Bereishis bara Elohim, that was taking place here. And he understood everything that was done le Moshe. Hainu bishvil Moshe, shehu mamish haTorah. Why was Bereishis? Bishvil Torah. So Moshe is synonymous with Torah. Uli Yisrael Amo. What's the other intention of creation? Bishvil Yisrael. Right? Shenikraim Reishis. Umeheichan Havenzeh. And how did Yisrael understand this? How did Yisrael understand in this moment that Moshe and the Jewish people is, so to speak, the recreation of the world? Ki hotzi Hashem is Yisrael mimitzrayim. Because it's like the Medrash tells us, like Chazal are explaining, Yetzias Mitzrayim is recreation of the world. So Yisro paid attention to Yetzias Mitzrayim. He saw that as a new start, a Bereishis Bara Elohim of sorts. He understood that it was Lemoshe Uli Yisrael, Bishvil HaTorah uBishvil Yisrael. V'ra Chibas Va'avas HaKadosh Baruch Uli Yisrael. He saw the love that Hashem had for the Jewish people. Sheshideid v'shiber kol ha'marachos ha'mazalos b'shvil Yisrael al-yedei Moshe, that Hashem was willing to overturn and to manipulate and to break all the rules of nature and the mazalos, the constellations, in order to save Klal Yisrael through the hands of Moshe. V'sham ha'yechidosh ha'olam, and that was recreation of the world. U'mizeh estakel v'heivin. So then Yisro understood, look how Hashem is overturning the world for two purposes, for Moshe and for Yisrael, for the Torah and for Yisrael. In other words, this is another recreation of the world. V'heivin shekola olam lo nivra ela b'shvil Yisrael, b'shvil ha-Torah shekibli Yisrael. And Yisro understood, that's it. This is what this is about. It's all for the Jewish people. It's all for Kabbalah Satorah. That's why everything that happened in Mitzrayim was a necessary part of this new world order. V'havein, understand this well. Kizeh ha-yetachles yitzias Mitzrayim k'dei shekabli Yisrael ha-Satorah. Every bit of suffering in Mitzrayim was worth it to come to Kabbalah Satorah. Shezeh ha-yadibu harishon. That's why Hashem begins, what? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. As Hashem begins to teach us, as Hashem is teaching us at Har Sinai, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, who did what? Who took you out of Mitzrayim. And that was predicted from the beginning. As Hashem told Moshe by the burning bush, Behotziacha asa'ami Mitzrayim, Tavdunas Elokim, Alaharaza. That when you come out of Mitzrayim, you're going to come right back to this mountain, Shukabal Satorah Al Har Sinai, Kamoshin is the Bar Le'el Vahave. So what a beautiful idea. What a beautiful understanding of Yisro. Vayishma Yisro. His ears were really open to understand. Right? The Yisro, who was a priest in Midian, who had tried every Avodah Zarah under the sun, and saw that the Avodah Zarahs, to whatever degree they thought they helped, only helped so much. Right? Whatever they understood, whatever Avodah Zarah was, it's hard for us to understand it at all. But whatever Avodah Zarah could do, Yisro saw, wow, there's something, there's a power that controls the whole Bria. It's called Elohim, Bereishis Bara Elohim. And this God will overturn the whole universe in order to what? To achieve the singular goal of Moshe and Yisrael, of Torah and Yisrael. And therefore, Yisro looked at Yetzias Mitzrayim as a recreation. Yeah. Nachon. 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 What is ours? Elohim Achirim. It's Elohim. It has powers. Yeah.
Is it also possible that through Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yitro recognized that Hashem was the power that created the world? That this Elohim is a reflection of saying, oh, because he was looking through everyone else and trying to figure out, like, how existence worked. And then he came to the realization, once he realized that Hashem was doing this, that he also was the one.
Right. Right, it's a new understanding of Elohim. It's not Paro's Elohim. It's an Elohim. It's an Elohim that is more involved in the world. Is that what you're saying? It's a deeper understanding of the Elohim? It's a new... Because again, the question is, Paro also said, I know Elohim, I just don't know Yudkei Vavkei. So, what's the Chiddush here, Yisro? Yisro, Yisro, as Kol Asher, Os Elohim. Everyone knows what Elohim did. I think maybe he did. He believed that there's a creator to the world. He didn't believe that there's this people who are precisely governed by some type of relationship with this God who created. But the point is that Yisro is recognizing that this is a recreation of the world. That's the Dagon Achan Ephraim's point. That Yisro saw in the divine intervention of Yetzias Mitzrayim a recreation of the world on behalf of the Jewish people and on behalf of the Torah, for the sake of the Torah. And it was predicted all along. When you come back to this mountain, you'll understand why you went through all of Mitzrayim. Yeah.
First of all, I think it's just very interesting. We talk about Vayish Ma'isor here, and then later, not in this parsha, but later when Yisro, in the other place where Yisro is going to leave, Moshe asks him to stay because to be like their eyes, and like that has to do with like Yisro's like perceptibility and all these different things that would take a long time to go into, but I just think it's interesting that Yisro is like associated with like, hearing and seeing and like all these external things that go into something.
That's Kabbalah Satara, seeing the sounds,
yeah.
Right? Seeing the sounds, hearing the sights, a lot of Re'iyah, a lot of Shmia.
And also, you were saying that it's a Kiddush B'ras Olam, and so we know that when we, like when we leave Mitzrayim, or before we leave Mitzrayim, Hashem said that Chodesh Adeliyot, Chodesh Rosh Chodashim, and I heard that, I heard in the Shir the other day that, like when before we had Hashem and people and a lunar/solar calendar, that was like a lot of us, unless we really think about it, we think that we go by the moon, and we don't. We go by the moon and the sun, which is why we have leap year.
Right.
And so the Muslims only go by the moon, which is why Ramadan like jumps around the whole year, and any other religion that came before us only went by the sun. And so everything was cyclical. There was no chiddush. Everything it was just a repetition over and over again. And when we get Rosh Chodesh, and because we're associated with the sun and the moon goes through cycles. The moon has peaks and also deteriorates. And so that's just like a remnant of the fact that it's chiddush b'ras olam.
Okay. Sun and the moon, chiddush and consistency at the same time. Yep. That's the novelty of Klal Yisrael. We're not just sun, we're not just moon. We're the moon and the sun. That's how you create chidushim. Okay, very good. All right, let's skip the next little paragraph and continue. Ushnei Baneha. Ushnei Baneha ima asher shema achad Gershom, ki amar ger hayisi be'eretz nochriya, v'shem hasheni Eliezer, ki elokei avi be'ezri v'yatzileni micher paro. So, when Yisro arrives, who's with Yisro? Moshe's wife, Moshe's children, right? Amazing to think that they weren't really part of everything Klal Yisrael was going through in Mitzrayim. And the two children of Yisro, one is named Gershom, Ki Amar, because he said, Ger Hayisi Beretz Nochriya. Right? I was a stranger. I was lost in that world of being a foreigner. And the second son he called Eliezer, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu came to my rescue and saved me from the sword of Paro when I was arrested and held in captivity, and they almost chopped my head off for killing the Mitzri and burying him in the sand. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu helped me to escape, and that's when he ran to Yisro the first time, and he married Tzipora, etc. Okay, these are the two children of Moshe. But says the Dagon Achan Ephraim, I have a specific question about the structure of the Pasuk. Tzarech lahavin hashinoi lashon ha-pasuk. By Gershom, Etel Gershom, by the description of the naming of Moshe's first son, what does it say? Ksiv ki amar, ger ha'isi. Ki amar? Shem echad Gershom, the first one was called Gershom. Ki amar, because I said I was a stranger, okay. That's what you share when he was born, you said, let's call him Gershom. Right? And I said at that time that I used to be wandering in the world. I used to be living under a foreign order. I was raised in the home of Paro. Okay? Ve'etzel Eliezer lo ksiv ki amar. By Eliezer, it doesn't say, I said. It's one of the strangest phrases you find in the Gemara. There's a big sod to it. The Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, you find throughout Shah, sometimes says, Omer Ani, I say. Just say. You don't say, I say. You're talking. You got the mic. Just say. Right? So why is Moshe reflecting on the name Ki Amar? Because I said. First one's called Gershom because I said I was a stranger. I was a foreigner. And by Eliezer, it doesn't say, Ki Amar, because I said, Hashem came to my rescue. Why not reflect that he said that also? He says, I'll tell you about. That's a good Hasidish Pashup Pshat. Or maybe better said, it's a good Jewish Pashup Pshat. Because what he's about to teach us is a basic Hashkafa a Jew has to have. Ki im hayakasav sham ki amar, hayeshaich lichtov elokei avi haya be'ezri. What does it say by the first son? He called him Gershom, Amar, because I said, Ger Hayisi, I was a foreigner. I was a stranger. If he says Ki Amar by Eliezer, I have to say, Ki Amar, Elokei Avi, Haya Be'ezri. Hashem was there in the past for me. No, what's wrong with that? God was there for me in the past. The problem with that is you're implying, in the slightest of ways, that Hashem is not with you every second of every day. I don't want to write Ki Amar because I said then that God was Lashon Avar with me. Kamo Sham Ger Hayisi, just like I was in Paro's house, I was a stranger, I was a foreigner. I don't want to say was. Shakar lo Hashem Amasha Avar Alav Mikvar Ve'ein Okeis. The name Gershom is reflecting on how things used to be. I used to be a person who was disconnected from his homeland, from his people, from his purpose. There's no ki amar. There's no haya. I used to. There was a time when God took care of me. You see the sensitivity? It sounds like that's a good thing to say. Imagine I said, "Tell me something that Hashem, you know, once did for you." So you say, "Oh, I remember one time I was going through this difficult situation. I feel like Hashem really helped me out in that situation." No, akar is a tov. It's a good thing. It's not such a good thing, because in the most subtle and slight way, you're implying that then he helped you. Mashma, there's other times he didn't help you. Hashem wasn't always with you. So he didn't want to say that. The reality is that Hashem helps a person b'chol yisu b'chol rega. U'lakach lo amar sham lashon avar. Moshe didn't want to speak past tense. Ela lashon hove. Elokei avi be'ezri. Hashem is the constant in my life. Shu tamid b'chol yisu b'chol rega. Ve'yatzileni micherav paro. And yes, here's an example. Something that happened. Shu me'ein ha'ma'ore shahaya gam be'ezrasi. Oz la'atzileni micherav paro. Here's an example of something that Hashem did. But I don't want you to think, right, in reflecting on the name Eliezer, I'm recalling a particular moment that Hashem saved me, and I want to attach it to something, namely my son, to give that experience a place in the world through my son's name. It's me'ein ha'ma'ore, it's reflecting an experience, but I don't want you to think that that's a unique thing. And therefore, he does not say ki amar, that Hashem was with me, because Hashem is always with me. No, sweet Torahs, no? It's good stuff. All right, next piece. Va'ata techze. Va'ata secheze mikol ha'am anshe chayil yirei Elokim anshe emes sonei batza v'samta aleim sorry elephant. When Yisro is looking how exhausted Moshe Rabbeinu is from all of the hard work, standing day and night to be able to deal with the complaints of the people and to to adjudicate on behalf of the people, to serve as the whole Beis Din. So Yisro says, "Why are you the whole Beis Din? Well, let's break it up a little bit here." And he gives a list of the requirements for being a leader to serve, so to speak, as a dayan, as a judge. And Yisro says to Moshe, "Va'ata secheze mikolam, seek out people." Right, secheze means to discern from amongst the people. Anshe chayil, yirei Elokim, anshe emes, sonei batza, those who despise money. You don't want a judge who's going to take bribes. V'samta aleim sari alafim, and then you'll set up a whole system. You'll appoint leaders of thousands, leaders of hundreds, leaders of 50s, leaders of 10. You'll have different courts. You don't need everyone to go to the Supreme Court every time. This was Yisro's Chiddush. Says the Dagon Achan Ephraim, quoting the Baal Shem Tov, Yesh lomer bezeh b'derech remes. Al pi ma sheshamati min adoni avi zekeni zatzal on the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Avos. My grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, explained. Dalid midos binosne tztaka. There are four types of people who give tztaka. And one of them is lo yitain velo yitnu acher. They don't give velo yitnu acher, and they don't want or they don't inspire others to give. Sometimes people give, even though people around them don't give. Sometimes people don't give, but they can motivate others to give. Right? Sometimes people give and they motivate others to give. But there's a category, they don't give, and they don't get others to give. So the Baal Shem Tov asked a simple question. Why is this one of the midos of noisnei tztaka? If you don't give and you don't get anyone else to give, why is that one of the levels of those who give tzedakah? So we once spoke about the Baal Shem Tov's question on the next Mishnah. In that same section of Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, right? We had the other question. What's the other question? The other question is, it says there are four types of people who come to yeshiva. Arba midos beholchei beis hamedrash. In the very next Mishnah Navos, there are four types of people who come to learn. Holech ve'eno osa. There's a person who comes to the base and hacks around the whole time, but that's chashuv. It's something. Tzchar halicha biyado. At least he showed up. It's not nothing. At least he showed up. Osa ve'eno holech. There's the person who doesn't come to the base medrash, stays at home, but he's osa. Let's say he learns at home. Better to come to the base medrash. Nah, it's too cold outside. Why can't I just learn in my house? I can learn in my dorm room. I can learn in my apartment, you know. And he actually does. It's a madrego also. Schar ma'isa biyato. Holech va'osa, a guy who comes to the base medrash and uses his time properly and well. Obviously, that sounds like the best. Chosid. Lo holech v'lo osa, rasha. If you don't even show up and fall asleep in shir, Pirkei Avos is very upset at you. Can't say the word again because it's too harsh, but Pirkei Avos is very upset at you. If you show up and fall asleep at shir, then at least holech. Tzchar halicha biyado. It's kabbalik. You come to Beis Medrash and you use the time well, even better. You're a chassid. You're a true chassid. Lo holech v'lo osa rasha. If you don't show up and you're just wasting your life, then that's a terrible thing. So Baal Shem Tov asks, why is this called? No, what's the question? Why is this called holech Beis Medrash? Right? Dalid midos b'holchei beis medrash. How does the guy who never shows up, how does he help the beis medrash? So Baal Shem Tov explained, Yisro na'ur menachoshech. He explained based on the pasuk in Koheles, right, that there's an appreciation of light in contradistinction to darkness. When I compare light to dark, I have a new appreciation of light. If I never experienced dark, I wouldn't know what light is. When I see that there are people who choose not to be connected to Torah, that enhances the beis medrash. That's mechazek, those who show up to feel good about themselves. Not to chas v'shalom look down on them. But when I know that there is such a choice, because people make it all the time, not to show up, and not to take it seriously, that enhances the schar and the appreciation for those who do show up. Ki yisron ha'or menachoshech, like the appreciation of light in comparison to darkness. So, essentially, the Baal Shem Tov gives the same answer here. Arba midos, there's four characteristics, four types of tzedakah givers. One of the categories, he doesn't give, he doesn't get others to give. No. V'hiksha, the Baal Shem Tov asks, ma midah huzeh? Why is that one of the noisnei tzedakah, those who give tzedakah, the one who doesn't give at all and doesn't get others to give? V'teiritz, and the answer is, ki akol nikru midos. The Baal Shem Tov said, everything is called midos. In other words, you can learn from everything. When it says in Pirkei Avos, Eizu Chacham Halom Mikol Adam, who is one who's truly wise? The one who learns from everyone. So you'll say, what do I learn from a Rasha? You'll learn how not to be a Rasha. You learn to appreciate those who choose to live as Sadiqim, because a lot of people don't choose that. Everything is called a Midah. Ki Atzadik Lokeach La'atzmo Yira U'musar Afmin Oso Adam Shiesh Lo Zabachina. Because a Jew knows how to look at the world in a deep way, learns from everything. The worst things he learns from. The most terrible midos. It helps a person to understand. Right? You say, it's nothing to do with me. I'm so far removed from that thing. But I can learn something from it. I can try to find a lesson in everything. The tzaddik looks to find a lesson of mussar in everything. Even from the guy who doesn't give at all, he tries to learn something positive from it. He tries to take something that he can apply. It's more than just don't be bad like that guy. He tries to understand. Can I take that midah and use it positively? Right? When you ask him for tzedakah, he says no. When you ask him to help you to fundraise, to get other people to give, he says no. What do I learn from him positively? I learned that there's something called saying no. So when my Yitzhara says, can I get you to do this avera? No. Right? Can I help you to help lift na'iva or someone else to do the avera? Like we're learning yesterday in Gaur? No. Right? So I learned from the person who knows how to say no and refuses to help out. I learned how to refuse to help out. So when a chaver gets together and they say, you want to be misayeya, in the avera with us? You want to help us with the avera? No. I don't. You want to be a part of it? No. You want to help us, can we borrow your car so we can have a good time? No, you can't do that either. So you learn, a tzaddik learns from everyone and learns something. And this is the real understanding. A chacham learns mikol adam, from everyone. There's nothing that you experience in this world that can't teach you a lesson. A deepening of your yiras shamayim. Af mi madregos tachtonos. Even from what? Even from mamish the lowest level. See a person on the lowest level, learn something from him. Not just, wow, I'm happy that I'm not like him. Right? But from his brokenness, learn something. Again, that nekuda. Find that nekuda. We were learning about lekin amarim. Find that point that amidst this guy's brokenness, this guy is a person who is addicted to drugs and his whole life revolves around getting his next hit. But look how dedicated he is to the Mishagas. I mean, Nebuch, Rahman al-Itzlan, his whole life revolves around, getting high and getting more drugs. But he thinks about it kol yom kulo. So what do I think about all day? This guy, in his illness, he thinks about a sick thing all day. What do I think about all day? Right? What am I crazy about all the time, thinking about all the time? I can learn something positive. I can learn from his commitment to Ra to have that same passion and commitment to Tov. Okay? Okay, I have one last piece for today. One last big piece. And that is the piece, V'chol ha'am ro'im es ha'kolos. Okay, got to turn a few pages. V'chol ha'am ro'im es ha'kolos. This is one of my favorite mashalim from the Baal Shem Tov. And until this week, I did not know that it's in the Dagon Lachan Ephraim. I'm so happy that it's here. To hear it from the Baal Shem Tov's grandson. I heard this letter and I found it I heard this mashal and I found it in a letter in the back of the Sefer Avodas Pnim. He brought this mashal. That's where I first discovered this mashal. What page is it on? I don't know. Kol ha'am ro'im es ha'kolos. Mem Vav? Kuf Mem Vav?
Yeah.
But it's amazing that this is a mashal that we have from the Baal Shem Tov's grandson, the Dagon Lachan Ephraim. Listen to this mashal. It's a very good mashal. You can use it a lot of different ways. V'chol ha'am ro'im es ha'kolos. The people at Har Sinai, ro'im es ha'kolos, they saw the sounds. So Chazal tell us, yes, one's senses were interchangeable at Har Sinai. You could see sound, you could hear with your ears sight, pictures you could see, visions you could hear. All the senses were working hand in hand. Ro'im es ha'kolos. Amazing thing. I heard an amazing mashal, and it's a powerful image to hold on to from my grandfather, the holy Baal Shem Tov. Imagine someone who plays an instrument with such proficiency and such sweetness. Yeah, imagine a master musician is sitting here performing. An expert violinist is sitting here playing a beautiful piece of music. Or a pianist, or Chilik Frank with his flute, is sitting here playing music for us. Yeah? Or Rav Davido, my brother. Playing beautiful songs. B'mesikus v'arevas gadol. And the music is so inspiring. You can't just sit still when you're listening to a good piece of music. Right? Depending on the type of music it is. Either it gets you dancing, or it gets you swaying, it gets you moving. Music gets a person moving.
So
So those who hear the sweet sounds of the music, they cannot restrain themselves from the great pleasure that they get from the music. That they start dancing, and they're so moved to the point that they're dancing kemat ad hatikra, up to the roof, right? They're bouncing around. They're so, their whole body is taken over by this music. Right, the sweetness of the music, it touches such a deep part of the soul that it gets a person mamish from head to toe. Their whole being is moved by the music. Obviously, if you're standing very far away and you just hear in the distance, you hear a little bit of the sound of the music, it has a certain ashpa. But if you're sitting in the spot, if you're in the room where the musician is playing, and you got a good seat at the performance, right, and you're close and you're able to not only hear the music, you can see the music, you can see the movements of his hands and the precision, right, and the concentration on the musician's face. So the closer you are to the one who's playing and you hear the music clearly, the more you're moved by it, right, the more pleasure you get from it. And as all this is taking place, Ba echod cheresh she'eno shomea klal hakol shokli zemer ha'arif. A deaf man walks into the room. Deaf person walks into the room. What does he see? He doesn't hear the music. He just sees people bouncing around like a bunch of mishugam. He sees people running around. Can you imagine? Picture like a Jewish wedding, and now like mute the audio for a second, like during the dancing. Weirdos. You know? They call the psych ward. People need to be locked up. These people are crazy. Right? He sees the Nashim, Roikdim Ad Ma'od, Vehim Enav Kemishtagim. They're crazy people. V'omer Belibo, Kilisim Chamazosa. What are they going? What are they running around for? What are they bouncing around for? What's everyone jumping about? V'emes. And who's the one? So he looks at them, he thinks they're a bunch of crazy people. But the truth is, no. Who unfortunately is not getting it? He's the one who's not getting it. If he could taste a little bit of what they're experiencing, if he would understand at least, even if he can't hear it, if he would understand the pleasure and the sweetness that they get from hearing the sound of the beautiful instrument, and he would dance along with them. And the nimshal, the takeaway from this mashal and this parable, is very clearly understood. Now there's a lot to take away from this mashal. We're going to keep reading in a second. People ask the question sometimes, Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah. Everyone dances on Simchas Torah. But whose Yom Tov is it? Whose Yom Tov is Simchas Torah? So you might say, Simchas Torah is for people who learn Torah. Simchas Torah, who should dance? Just like by Simchas Beis HaShoeiv and the Beis HaMikdash, there were places where people would go. Different people stand in different places. Different people were given the opportunity to dance. Not everyone was invited out onto the dance floor. Right? As the Gemara in the fifth parak of Sukkah describes, as the Rambam makes even more clear in his writings. So maybe the same thing should be here. At Kabbalah Satara. Not everyone gets the same seating. Moshe, Aaron, Kohanim, the people, Hagvela Sahar. There's different locations based on your standing, your ticket price. You get to go to a certain spot. At Har Sinai, at Kabbalah Satorah. Right? So not everyone should get to go onto the dance floor. And yet Simchas Torah, Dafka, we invite everyone onto the dance floor. What's the pshat? So the Svarim explain, on Simchas Torah we have two chasanim. We have chasan Torah and we have chasan Bereishis. We have someone who gets the last aliyah of the Torah. Chasan Torah is usually given to someone who's a distinguished person in Torah. Someone who's made, or maybe someone who's made great strides in their learning. Chasan Bereishis often is, also, but not necessarily. So one of the tzaddikim explained, Chasan Torah versus Chasan Bereishis means, Chasan Torah is a celebration of the Torah that I learned. I'm dancing over the Torah that what? That I learned. Let's say I didn't learn that much. Ah, we have another Chasan today, Chasan Bereishis. Make a commitment right now that you want to learn more Torah in the coming year, and you're also invited to dance. That's how one of the tzaddikim explained it. You could also say, that why am I dancing? You're right. I'm not the one who learned so much Torah this year, but someone did. Right? Someone in the room did. And so therefore it's his chasana. So when my friend invites me to his chasana, I dance with him. I get pulled in as well. Right? It's part of my simcha as well. So says the Baal Shem Tov, this guy who can't hear, he also could, on a certain level, say, listen, I don't know what these people are experiencing, right? But I have to make a choice. Either I'm the only one who knows what's right, and everyone else is crazy, or maybe they're right, even if I don't get it 100%. It takes tremendous humility to be able to see something that you don't appreciate and see others who it's meaningful to and celebrate it with them because it's meaningful to them. There are people, and again, this is part of what he's saying, this is part of how the mashal is typically explained, there are people who look at the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov and say, Chassidus is this like mishagas, it's this craziness. But chaval to a person who's not hearing the music, who's not understanding what the Baal Shem Tov is saying. Chaval if you can't hear it. But also chaval if you can't appreciate that even if I can't hear it, the people who are hearing it are being moved by it. I have no tolerance for that. You want to tell me you're not so into Chassidus and you keep it quiet and you do your thing. So good, you do your thing. But when someone becomes negative towards people who are very inspired by Torah's Baal Shem Tov, by Baal Shem Tov and his Talmid, I can't tolerate such a thing. Right? Let the people who are moving to this music, who hear the music, chaval, nebuch, you can't hear the music, nebuch that you can't hear the music, but at least don't try to convince these people that they're crazy because they're hearing something that you're not hearing. Halavai, you should open your ears to hear the music. Halavai, you should hear what the Baal Shem Tov was trying to say to the world. If you're stuck in a hashkafas hachayim that doesn't allow you to hear it, okay. Elu ve'elu devei lakim chayim, if that's your derech, you know. But don't try to convince people not to be connected to it. If they are, I always tell people, and I'll say it again, if a doctor knows that someone is sick, right, and refuses medicine to them because he wishes they weren't sick, we would say he's a very, very irresponsible person. Some people say, Chassidus is a lechachila. Some people say, it's more of a bidiyavid. So let's play the game for a minute. Let's call it bidiyavid. I don't believe that, but let's call it bidiyavid. I have no problem. Someone wants to say, the Baal Shem Tov, yeah, this whole derech of Chassidus, it's chaval that it has to be this way. It's bidiyavid. It would be better if we didn't need it. Okay, I'll be maskim. Maybe it would be better if we didn't need it. And why did the Baal Shem Tov come to give this derech over? Because Klal Yisrael are sick. The Baal Shem Tov's name was Yisrael. The Tzaddikim explained, Klal Yisrael were fainting. When a person faints, you whisper in their ear their name. So the Baal Shem Tov, whose name is Yisrael, is whispering in all of our ears to wake us up. He's trying to make sure we don't pass out. He's trying to keep us alive. So we're very sick. Klal Yisrael is very sick. Okay, it's not, Chassidus wasn't revealed because of our Milos, it's because of our Chisronos. We're very sick. Okay. So call it Bidiyavid. Say that we're sick. But you're going to deny the medicine. You're going to deny the medicine. This is the medicine that our world needs today. This is the Torah that's speaking to people. So you're going to deny the medicine on grounds that what? On grounds that, yeah, but it would be better if we weren't sick. But Lamaisa, we're sick. Lamaisa, we're sick. Cholas avani. We don't know how to love Hashem anymore. So the Baal Shem Tov says, I'll teach you how to love Hashem. It's a powerful medicine. If you're so healthy that you don't want to take the medicine, fine, don't take the medicine. But don't look at the people who are moving to the music and say they're crazy. You're the one who's deaf. And if you were a chacham, he says, and this is what I'm emphasizing. Look at the words again. I want to be true to the words of the Degel Machane Ephraim. If you're a chacham, he would understand what they're experiencing, and he would celebrate with them. Because you know what? The fact that this works for you, and motivates you, and moves you, then I'm happy. You don't have to connect to Hashem my way. You connect to Hashem your way. Then gevaldik. V'hanim shall move on. So, Chevra, at Har Sinai, we were all a little bit deaf. Roim esakolos. It doesn't say that they were shoyim esakolos, that they heard the sounds. They saw the sounds. That means when you looked up Har Sinai, if you were sitting in the back, the regular, you know, Klal Yisrael section, so you looked up and you saw the Kohanim, who are a section closer, you saw them, you know, dancing a little bit more. And you said, you know, what are they so excited about? And the Kohanim looked to the section in front of them where Aaron was and said, what is Aaron so motivated by? And when Aaron looked to the section in front of him, as Rashi explains Moshe, and he saw Moshe even more connected, right? He said, I wonder what he's hearing from his seat that I can't hear from my seat. Right? So I'm not at the dais at the Siyam HaShas. I'm all the way up in the bleachers. Okay. But can I dance over the fact that the people who really know what Torah is, they're that wild about it? So I have the maturity to know. I don't know what it is. I don't know why Torah is so sweet. I don't get it yet. But those people get it. And I want to attach myself to them. So kol ha'am ro'em es ha'kolos. The Jews at Har Sinai, they saw the sounds. Hainu. Shashem yisbarach hofiya al kulam ke'echar or elukuso. Shisigu yachar kulam. Kishiro'u godel ha'simcha. Ki malachei tzavakos yidodun yidodun. The pasuk says in Tehillim that the angels were dancing wildly at Har Sinai. And the Jews saw that the heavens were open. They saw all the seven rakiyot. They saw all seven heavens wide open. So they saw things like they could never imagine. Madrigos that are way beyond. And they saw the angels bouncing around. Mamish. The malachei tzavakos yidodun yidodun. And they saw it. Hevinu shu machmas mesikus in imas ora Torah kadosha. They understood that the angels are tasting Torah on a level that's so beyond, that is so pleasant and so sweet and so beautiful. Vidachu atzim l'shmoa kol haTorah. And they wanted badly, I want to hear what that guy's hearing. Aval pi shayu k'tzas chareishim mikvar. Even though they were a little bit deaf from Mitzrayim. Even though they had lost their hearing a little bit of Mitzrayim. Shlo hayu shomim es ha-kolos, that they weren't able to hear the kolos. Hakol nasu pikche. But at Har Sinai, what does it say? All illnesses were healed at Har Sinai. In other words, at Har Sinai, the deafness and the blindness started to leave a little bit. They could see a little deeper. They could hear a little bit deeper. Va'ainin pekuchen ayalem. They had open eyes. Shayuro mached va'asimcha gedola. Heivinu shubavadei esakolos. They were able to at least see, someone's being moved by the music. Hainu ne'imus va'revis hakol shel haTorah. Even though at this point they're still beginners in Torah, they just got to Har Sinai. They're just figuring themselves out on the way out of Mitzrayim. It's just getting started, but they had the maturity to say, "I can see something good is here, and I'm going to try to attach myself to it, even though I don't fully get it." They understood the Torah must be much sweeter than we could ever imagine. They pushed towards Har Sinai to want to hear, to lean in a little bit. Perhaps we'll be able to understand a little bit more, level up the beautiful, sweet sound of the Torah, v'hamaskil yavin, and a person of deep intellect will understand. So, Chavre, this is true for us at every stage of our life. There are people who get it a lot more than us, in every way. You see someone davening with a lot of kavana. You could be cynical and say, like, what's that guy? Why is he shuckling so much? Or why is this Shmoneh Esrei so long? What's he doing the whole time? You could be cynical about it, and most of the time it's just rooted in jealousy and gaiva. Or you could say, you know what? Halavai, I should be able to hear the voice of Hashem as clearly as he hears it. And when you see a guy like getting all worked up in the Beis Medrash over a Rambam, and you're like, chill out, it's just a Rambam. It's not just a Rambam. He's right, you're wrong. He's right and you're wrong. You should also be going crazy. And guess what? He should be going crazier. Again, in the words of the Zohar HaKadosh, and the way that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh brings it, on V'samachta B'chol HaTov, Ein Tov El HaTorah, he quoted it, we've seen it before, V'samachta B'chol HaTov, if we knew how sweet Torah is, we'd be going crazy, we would go crazy for it. So a person who has a little bit of an outside view of Torah, yeah, you think the one who's connected to Torah is crazy. It's true at every level. Your parents thought you're crazy, you wanted to go Shana Bet. Right? Your Chavrusha thinks you're crazy that you have time for a night seder. Right? This one thinks you're crazy that you want to go for smicha. So at every level, the next level up of more commitment, of more obsession with Torah seems crazy. This guy's crazy, you know. But he's hearing it. He's got a front row seat at the concert, and it's moving him. Again, it's not just a vard in the way that the Avodas Panim brings it in a letter in the back of the sefer, explaining those who hear Torah Baal Shem Tov and those who don't hear Torah Baal Shem Tov. It's true about kol haTorah kula. The people who hear Gemara and the people who don't hear Gemara. There's people who hear Shabbos, and there's people who, Shabbos, nice, it's nice. Look, find that guy who's crazy about Shabbos and try to have the maturity to say, okay, I don't hear what he hears, but I wanna be connected to it. And then slowly, like the Jews were healed at Har Sinai, they were able to hear, and slowly, your own ears will start to open up to be able to hear more deeply. Yes. Yeah.
We say that we just spoke about seeing sounds in visions.
Okay.
Can we say Vayishma Yisrael like Yisrael being like Adam, and Vayishma Yisrael being like
add hearing. Vayishma Yisrael, increase your hearing. Very good. Very nice part. That's a good one. Very good. Yes.
A couple things. One. Awesome.
also on that piece with the Batak Hazan and Kalahan.
Yeah.
Is it also something to say, like, because he talks about it in a way like Moser, I think, that, like, you could look at your previous, like, lower experiences and say, now I know that those are bad things, and therefore, like, the same way, like, we're looking at other people, or